quarter to five in the evening, and I am standing just along from the White Cross Public House, which you can probably hear in the background, along with some ducks. There's quite a few people down in the front in Richmond, as you'd expect on a sunny afternoon, and Vance and I are heading off that way. I pointed, just in case you wanted to see where it was. I'm going to walk to Kew. Come on then, Vance. Now, don't intend to record the whole thing. I've recorded the walk to Kew before, but I thought I would do some little sound postcards along the way. Starting off in front of the boat houses here along the front in Richmond. I'm walking on a cobbled road which is about now to turn into concrete. Magically turned into it. Now the sun is quite low in the sky. On you go, Vance. Come on, you. Yes, I think running on a bit more is a good idea. The sun is quite low. I think it's probably got about half an hour's worth, maybe 45 minutes worth of time left in the sky before it plunges below the horizon and sends darkness spreading out everywhere across the land. And that is about enough time for me to get to Kew. Or even Chiswick Bridge again, if I'm really brave. But we're starting off in one of my favourite spots anywhere. In fact, trying to just find the bench, Vance. Find a bench. Yes, here. Good boy. Wow, this is stupendously overgrown behind the bench. It's usually just grass. But we've had some pretty high tides in recent times, along with the floods. And this has obviously rejuvenated the grass around here. Well, this rather noisy place with the road above, the railway behind us, is where, for me, Richmond stops and the great wide world of the river and everything beyond it begins. Off to our right is Richmond Deer Park. The old deer park, rather, not Richmond Deer Park, the old deer park. I gather it was covered in water until fairly recently, during the recent floods. And off to my left is the Thames, still. And the Thames will remain on our left, assuming that we don't accidentally turn round and walk back the other way, until we make it to Kew or Chiswick Bridge. Come on, Vance, stop. Get on. Good, on you go. I thought we'd have a quick pause at Richmond Half Lock. This is one of the points at which the Thames is attempts to dry out north, well, upstream of here, south of here in fact. It's stopped from time to time, and the sound you can hear, I think, is probably water rushing past in a controlled way, the great gates which are lowered into the way of the Thames here, forcing boats to pass by using the lock that we've just walked over. We'll just walk across and back again. Come on, Vance. On you go. Think of this as a little version of the Thames Barrier. Stand there, Vance. And without this, Richmond would have no water. well, very little water in the Thames at low tide. I have to say, it's the first time I've been here when the gates have been down. Vans, turn around now. Turn around now, thank you. People trying to get past us. First time I've been here when the water has actually been passing through like this. And it certainly sounds impressive.
Decided to ditch the earphones for recording and give you a slightly better soundscape. I think there's a boat in the river down there somewhere. Stand. Presume that we're listening to rowers in the water here. Lots of splashing going on. Along here many times before, but one thing which feels very different as we walk along today is the smell of really fresh wood, and I think this is probably from the recent storms where a lot of trees came down all over the place and there's simply a lot of broken timber about the place. What I can tell, rowing on the river is all about being shouted at a lot. There they are, heading back downstream, and you can hear the wash in their motorboat now hitting the shore. smell has subtly changed now to one of flowers, and now and again a not so subtle stream of wild garlic, which is absolutely delicious. Just coming up to the point where people in Kew Gardens can look across the river. They're on the other side of a ha-ha from us. And over to the left, you can hear some water. I don't know if it's on a buoy or it's hitting something. It's sloshing about. Hang on, Vance, just wait. You can hear the geese, birds. The geese are birds, the geese and other birds, and it's absolutely gorgeous. last time I did this walk properly, about 6 months ago, I took about an hour to walk from Richmond to Chiswick Bridge. This evening the hour has passed, and I've been taking so many photographs and recording bits of audio and things that I haven't even made it to Kew Bridge yet. It has been glorious though. Listening to the low flying geese, the birds in the trees. Crews out rowing on the river. Cyclists whizzing past. The joggers panting. The distant sounds of life from trains. Planes and cars. It's good to be reminded now and again what a wonderful world we live in. This is Journey's End, as far as this audio view goes. Very close to my right, we have Kew Bridge, which carries the road that links the South Circular and the North Circular. Maybe it carries both the South Circular and North Circular. A little further around the bend, if we carried on walking, we would reach Kew Railway Bridge, which carries the North London Line and District Line across the Thames. A bit like the runner who's just gone past me. We've gone far enough for this evening. It's been an absolutely gorgeous walk, and one that I look forward to repeating and seeing how things have changed in the not too distant future. Bye for now.